Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show, coming up. We'll sit and spin. Today we've got 10 country covers. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Oh, let's see here. I'll start with this one. Subject, tarantulas. Fellows, I was in the Air Force late 90s. I was stationed in Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo, Texas. One summer night, my girlfriend and I drove down a very rural paved road outside of town just to see where it went. In my 96 Camaro, on the way back, the road led to a dead end, marshy area. The road just beyond my headlights looked like it was moving from right to left. As we got closer, we saw it was covered in tarantulas.
Nope.
Thousands of them, just
nope.
Scurrying all the same direction.
Nope.
Waited for maybe 10 minutes, thinking they'd clear out so we could leave, but they just got worse and started engulfing my car.
Ah.
Eventually, I just drove over a few. That was one of the many freaky things I saw during my time in the service working in epidemiology?
Epidemiology, yeah.
Albino
insect stuff.
Albino primates in a lab, assassin bugs, dudes wearing flea collars and getting chemical burns. Crazy stuff.
Jesus.
That from Charlie.
Yeah, once the tarantulas start climbing on the car, man, it is time to go.
Smuggle me. Abichola's my first wife and I had season tickets to the Hawk's Nest, and she was against it every time, but I would put a whole bottle of nitrate in a zip-up foldable seat cushion.
I'm on nitrate.
Every time security would watch me get my particulars out and hold them in hand with a handle of the cushion, and they'd frisk away. Once we got to our seats, I bought the biggest strawberry lemonade, and during the chaos, no one would notice me pour out of the zipped-up seat cushion into that strawberry lemonade. Got hammered. That from Eric. Smuggling, gentlemen.
I mean, that, yeah, sports game, I feel like that's almost always exclusively booze.
Yeah, yeah. No one ever smuggles. It doesn't seem to be drugs. It's just booze.
And shout out to all the security guards that notice your brown liquids in water bottles. Just kind of let it go.
Yeah. Years after my mom and stepdad got a divorce, he moved back down to Mississippi for some reason. He was coming back up here to visit. We hung out once at some point, and he wanted me to find him some drugs. So I did because I'm nice. My mom also got him a gag gift, which was a tin box marked fish a-holes, not edited. Don't remember if it was candy or whatever. So he's at SeaTac on the way back home, gets stopped at security. He was nervous because he realized that he did not indulge in all the drugs he acquired while here and still had a small bag in his pocket. He got stopped, pulled aside, questions about what was on him for like an hour. Turns out they wanted him to open up the fish tin. No idea he had part of an eight ball in his pocket. Once he opened the tin and saw it as a gag gift, he was on his way. A tin of fish a-holes saved him from getting caught with actual drugs.
Who would have thought?
That from Andy.
Is there anything fish a-holes can't do?
That's right. Patolos, this is Tyson. I have a backpack that I carry medical supplies that I use on the daily. I'm able to sneak concessions into movie theaters and ballparks. Also, I can carry booze all underneath the medical supplies. And no one questions it. That from Tyson. As we move on to the birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Gentlemen, can I get a shout out for my 6-year-old nephew, Maximiliano? Maximiliano.
Yeah.
Fish That's sandwich, a strong name.
Fish sandwich montage. Coach Ted giving advice on enjoying summer and video games. Cheers, guys. That from Silly Philly Tim.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich.
All right, 6 years old, you're enjoying the summer. I think we got to have a nice little balance here, all right? Now look, tomorrow's going to be super hot. Maybe that's a day we do a little more gaming. After that, it cools off. We got to get outside. Here's the thing. You want to have fun. Your parents want to enjoy summer a little bit. So the more you run around with your friends outside, it might just be practicing, throwing a ball against the wall, working on picking up grounders, whatever it is. Let's have equal time outside and inside. Enjoy the games at night.
Gentlemen, today's my daughter Heather's 31st trip around the sun. She's beautiful and amazingly talented. Couldn't ask for a better daughter. Could she get her penis is too small, a big old bong rip, and you guys talking all over yourselves about what a geek she is. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep doing all the important work. That from Heather's dad, John.
The penis is too
small. You know, I got a couple daughters. One's kind of on the geeky side, the other one's not.
Well, technically, but if she's a real geek, she's finding the heads off of chickens.
Goes every week
which is unbelievable. Which is not very popular among the anime crowd, well, but a great side show at the circus. Just my suggestion, man.
Patel, today is my 42nd spin around the sun, and I wished my wife would send this email, but she doesn't listen to the show because she doesn't have the kind of sense of humor needed for it.
Fun!
Can I please get some dad jokes from Miles, Coach Ted's advice on how to celebrate my birthday on a Tuesday with a wife and a toddler, and the Dirty German's advice for me on how to celebrate with my wife since it's at that time where we can't do anything in the month. Thank you. Have a great day, Bacholas. That from Jamie in Monroe. All right, let's see what we got here. Did you guys hear about the guy who was arrested for impersonating Sting?
No.
No.
He turned himself into the police.
I heard he was wearing a mask.
Ooh, wrestling joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did the rock musician say to the jazz musician? What did the rock musician say to the jazz musician?
Let's speed it up.
Take me to the airport. That's correct. Yes. What's the difference between a drummer and a savings bond? Eventually, the bond will mature and earn money.
Damn.
What happens if you leave an accordion in your car in a bad part of town? What happens if you leave an accordion in your car in a bad part of town?
Nothing.
Someone will break in and leave three more. And finally, what's the difference between a banjo and a vacuum cleaner? A banjo and a vacuum cleaner.
One sucks, the other one's a vacuum.
You can get the dirt bag off the vacuum.
Sorry, Miles. What do they? What do they want for this one?
Coach Ted with how to spend my birthday on a Tuesday with a wife and a toddler.
Yeah, you got a wife and a toddler. It sounds like Aunt Flo's in town. I'll be dead honest with you, man. Maybe go out and get a burger or something. But like, we might have to just table this one till the weekend. I mean, the toddler's not helping. If you're the wife, you can still, as Miles suggested, you can still hand out a mouth hug.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah, either that or, I don't know, pretend you're a vampire. But I think Ted's right. There's not a lot working in your favor for a quote-unquote good night tonight.
Yeah, plus you want to be very quiet and as you sneak through the back door.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my birthday today, but let's be honest, I didn't earn this
date. That's on her.
Here's Hannah, who should write for Hallmark. Guys, it's my birthday today, but let's be honest, I did not earn this day. Shout out to my mom, who went full Mortal Kombat and finished the job by pushing me out of her lady cave like a champ. She did all the work. I just showed up covered in goo and screaming. Thanks for surviving that trauma, Mom, and for not letting me, not leaving me in a basket somewhere. Cheers to you and your battle-worn baby cannon. Thanks. That from the lovely Hannah.
Hannah, right, you write beautifully.
All right, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Shrinefly.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, cut off until 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A, quote, vast number of lonely kids are using AI as substitute friends.
Well, sure. I mean, stuffed animals, AI, Teddy frickin' Ruxpin. I mean, it makes sense.
You know what? I didn't think of it that way, Steve. That's actually a really good
one. Right. Teddy Ruxpin talk, baby alive could blink. I mean, all these things. I don't know if people freak out about AI, and for good reason. Sure. But with kids, I think the kids programming that they have with AI is probably good stuff.
You are worth it. Billy does eat glue.
You know?
Oh, no.
Hey, whatever the kid, I don't know what kids are looking for, man, but, you know.
Right. And like anything, they will get beyond it as well. They will...
We hope.
Wean themselves off of
it. But I feel like the difference with, like, Teddy Ruxpin is you just kind of separate from that kind of thing.
Sure.
Or AI. I mean, look, adults use AI. They might change the conversation they have with it, but I get the feeling they might, quote, unquote, make friends with this thing for as long as they're alive.
Yeah.
You know, it's 10 years later, you're 16 years old, and it's like, what's going on, sir? You know, I still know you. You've what's shared everything. Right.
Exactly. Residents in Minnesota are fuming over 14,500 pounds of feces that birds have dropped in a local lake.
Oh,
but damn.
What do they propose? Because the headline says, you know, that much weight of bird poop was dumped in the lake.
Right.
It's physically the birds show up at a certain time of the year on all these dead trees that line this lake, and birds poop. Right. Wait until they find out what fish do in there. Yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's like, dude, no one's dumping it in there. That's where the birds are, and that's where they poop.
It's just the perch.
Yeah.
What happens?
I mean, it's gross. It's not awesome, but...
Like, I wouldn't go swimming in that lake. You're going to get swimmer's itch.
But swimmer's itch.
That's a thing. Mm. When I went to a Boy Scout camp, and they warned us, of like, hey, don't go in there because you're going to get swimmer's itch.
What causes the... Is it poop?
Geese.
Oh, God.
The geese would walk around there, and they'd swim in the water, and then they would just let fly there in the water, and there's a bacteria in there that would then get onto your skin, and little mites would get in there, and they start biting all over you. Yeah.
That's no, thank
fun.
You.
Yeah. So just stay out of that water. Music training is thought to be a key to fighting off brain decline in older age.
I can believe it. You're learning something new.
Exactly.
Learning a new language probably does the same thing.
You know what? If you're on the younger side, do yourself a favor. Make a list of things that you want to do, things that you want to learn at some point in your life.
Yeah.
Don't tackle it all right now.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But
shelve it for a long, long time. And then when they say, hey, you need to start doing more. Then you just start tacking things off the list.
There you go.
That's all. That's how you do. In a shocking study, it was found that losing a spouse can cause a loneliness that few family ties can fix.
You don't say.
Right.
They did a study to find this out.
That losing the person that you said, I want this one for the rest of my life,
right.
Losing that causes a little bit of loneliness.
They seriously needed a study. To piece this together. I mean, come on.
They did a study, Steve.
Yeah, you're right.
They conducted a study.
You're right.
And they're shocked.
Are you sad? Yeah. Right.
Hey, I know you lost your wife. Do you feel lonely?
I mean, are you partying or what do you do? Really? You're just staying home and feel bad?
Really? Your family isn't making that better?
The people that's filled the exact same role they've always filled, right. They're not filling the role that now is a hole.
You talk it out with your aunt and it doesn't make it better?
I mean, like,
you still go home alone at night?
Right. Does the bed feel big?
My gosh.
Well, let's put this on the study.
Yeah, I mean, that's a massive one.
It is. It's huge. Yeah. It's a horrific thing to think about.
I mean, how is somebody you might marry later in life, and maybe that person fills a void, but no current person fills that void.
No.
They all have their roles in your life already.
Well, it's rather devastating.
Well, it's like if you lose a best friend. It's not like someone fills that void. You have other friends, but but I miss them.
Right. Exactly.
I wonder if they do this study about each person you have in your life that you appreciate. It turns
losing
out.
Losing a best friend sucks.
Losing a cousin that you're close to. Like, yes. Yes. Yeah. That's why funerals are sad.
Right.
Gee, did you think people were crying at a funeral?
And it's tough, too. It's like with a spouse, you do everything with them.
Yes.
Right.
And they know pretty much all of your secrets. That's between the two of you.
Right.
You know, what you do and do not share with the family. All that kind of stuff. Things they don't need to know. Things they do need to know. What goes on in your finances. If you had a good or bad day at work. Or at the all this stuff.
Well, to pile on what Ted was saying there, when you lose somebody, the things that make you cry about losing that person is the parts of your life that you did those things. But, you know, news came along and I want to call my dad and tell, oh, yeah, that's right. This thing happened and I want to call my aunt. Oh, yeah, that's right. Losing a spouse, as Ted said, somebody who's involved in every aspect of your life.
Right.
That sucks. Because everything that you do from then on.
Were you part of the study? You sound like somebody who knows what they're talking about.
I give a very good perspective view, they said, but they couldn't
use it. You kept your name off.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It turns out that dogs can actually smell Parkinson's with surprising accuracy.
Is there anything they can't smell?
I guess not.
They can smell cancer. They can smell pedophilia on a thumb drive, for God's sakes. Right. They can smell Parkinson's. Like, I just want to look at my dog like...
No, that thumb drive's good.
What do you do? What do you know about me that you're not telling me?
Someone in France developed a phone case that feels like human skin and can even get sunburned.
Why? And the person that buys that is also a serial killer.
Do you like my skin case?
Feel it. It feels like a human skin.
It feels like human skin. I need suntan lotion for my phone case.
Are you massaging your phone case?
Yes, it's like human skin.
I'll be dead honest. If you showed up at my house and I'd feel it's human skin, I'd be like, get out.
You done? Hey, Ted, spray it on my phone case real quick while you're at it. Get some of that on there so I can rub it in.
You said it the same. Why? Why does anybody need that?
And why is it sunburned? The human skin. Like, I get it. You're on the darker side. You're a big Halloween person. All right, cool. Fine. It's what it is. Why does it need to get sunburned?
Can I take it to a dermatologist or do I take it back to Verizon?
You just have a day at the beach and all of a sudden you look at your phone like, oh, damn.
Got sunburned.
That's going to flake.
Can it get tan lines? If it can get sunburned, that's be able to get tan lines.
Put a little bra on there. Yeah. Little bikini. It's got them lines.
Can we just add some hair to it, too?
Oh, man. Well, good news that we're here, guys, because I know that you know this because we don't celebrate it, but it's National Anti-Boredom Month.
Absolutely. All right, nice.
And in case you're just not listening to our show to take care of your boredom, we got some other options.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more ways to kill boredom with fun and productive projects. While there's a treasure trove of tireless topics and tasks you can tackle, here are just a few suggestions off the top of my head. Maybe have a tickle fight with yourself. That feather duster's good for more than just keeping the wood polished. Speaking of polishing wood, sure there are plenty of not safe for work ways for you to scratch that itch. I bet you there are plenty of images stored in that spank bank of yours. Or I do hear tell of the internet and videos for your viewing pleasure. What I'm trying to say is, when in doubt, just crank one out. But close your windows, Ted.
Wow. Catching strays. So here's how you kill boredom with these productive projects.
Just
imagine it. You're home. You're bored.
Mm-hmm.
Time to tackle that to-do list.
Sometimes.
You know you've got one, that mental list of little things that you plan to get around to someday. Well, today's the day! No. I'm good. If I'm bored, that means I don't want to do anything.
That's a good point. Well, cleaning is not the most enticing the to-do list is never, it's not like a Christmas list. It's kind of the opposite of that.
Right.
These are things I don't want to do. These are things I have to get done.
Speaking of cleaning, they say to clean out the garage if you're bored.
Brother, I've never been that bored in my life. I look at that garage. I'm like, I'm fine.
I'm doing good.
I am A-okay.
I got a basement underneath my house that's all storage. That I have a shelving unit that I could put together that my dad got me at, like, last November.
Baby step it, man. Just do the shelving unit first.
See, I'm baby stepping it even further. I'm thinking about doing it. Like, I should really start doing it.
You're still
that.
Crawling.
That's right.
I haven't taken the first step yet, but
I'm up on the couch.
He can move around.
I'm just going along the couch at this point. Oh, they say to take a nap if you're bored. I fully agree with that one.
Hey,
yeah, that one I can do.
Okay. We're going to take a walk.
Wait for it, Miles. Cook something new. Says no, I don't mean a different kind of hamburger helper. I mean finding a recipe.
What's wrong with that?
That requires some effort, preferably something that's authentically not in your wheelhouse and could be called art with the right garnish.
Yeah, use your brain. Yeah. That's basically what it is.
I'm still thinking about the napping. I've definitely done that.
I pretty well do it every time I cook. I just cook with what I have. So every time I make something, it's basically not the same as the last time I made it.
I've enjoyed on like the times that we're off and I'm just staying at home while the wife is at work. I'll send her a handful of different recipes, like it's, you know, the Cheesecake Factory menu. Like, all right, what are we feeling tonight? And then I'll just make it. Whatever's in those books.
And generally, if you're bored, that means you're probably at home. You already have the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think everybody would love to cook a bigger, more elaborate dinner.
Do you own these groceries?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Generally, you're getting home after work. You don't really feel like it.
No.
It's already later, but like... Yeah, if I have a day off and I haven't done anything by 4 o'clock, I'm back. I'm back there chefing it up.
Damn, and by the way, I just want to point out: so far, this list is implying that you were bored at home.
That's fair.
Because we took that flight from Germany back. Oh. I can go for a brief walk.
Yeah.
To the bathroom.
I can't really cook anything.
Well, you know what you can do on a plane.
What can I do on a plane to cure my boredom?
You're going to write a letter to your congressperson.
Oh my God!
To kill that boredom. According to all political pundits, Congress bases its actions on what they hear from the people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That matters. They care.
Go ahead, write that letter on the plane.
Metal, write the letter to Santa Claus, brother. I mean, like, come on. Santa at least listen. Santa delivered at least 75% of what I asked for.
Yeah.
He was considered. Write a letter to your congressperson. Like, you'll get that in an automatic response.
Right.
Thank you for your concern about this very important issue. You know damn well I'm doing nothing.
Miles, I know what you're doing, man. You're bored at home? Take up a cause.
A cause. Okay.
Yeah. So the person says, back in the 80s, before internet and cell phones and emails, I had the privilege of working with a wonderful nonprofit group devoted to fighting pound seizures.
Boom.
Bazda Flyers.
Okay.
City Hall. It was liberating.
Be that guy. Start knocking on the doors and handing out flyers and tell us what you think.
Why are you here? I was bored.
I'm bored. I don't know you, but that's why I knocked on the
door.
I mean,
like, I'm happy we got it passed. I really didn't care. I was just bored.
I was bored.
Ted, you're bored at home? Volunteer.
All right.
To take a nap.
You find that you're frequently bored, you may need a solution that's more long-term, and volunteering's a great way to spend your free time. Check out volunteermatch.org to find an opportunity that's right for you.
You know what? You can volunteer to clean out my garage. You can volunteer to help Mike put together his shelving unit.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to volunteer. Not going to clean up my place. Just say, I'll volunteer.
Someone else's.
And then I'm done by the end of August because football starts.
Yes.
10 ways to kill that boredom, Steve. You're sitting at home all by yourself. You're bored as hell. Time to change your hair color.
What?
Cool. Well, my hair that's still on my head, which is on my chin, it's done it itself naturally over time.
It has.
This was black once. And look at that. With no effort, no extra money, it's gray.
And you did it because
I mean,
were
if
bored.
Miles came in with blonde hair,
that'd be awesome.
It would be. But my first thought wouldn't have been, oh, he must have been bored.
Yeah. Just kicking it at home.
Are you bored, dude?
Had some bleach. Yeah. Had some bleach, went out in the sun.
I'm like, what's going on, man?
No, that was bored.
Yeah, I was just bored. No biggie. You got a costume coming up? No, I was just bored.
Miles, you're bored at home. You're not going to dye your hair. No, you're going to clean out your closet.
You know, I need to clean out my garage.
You're gonna move.
That would be
garage.
Something. I mean, obviously, too hot to do that right now. But
sure.
That's one thing on my to-do list.
Ted, I know what you're doing, man. You're in between quarters of the Seahawks game. You're bored. Time to organize that junk drawer.
Yeah,
but it's a junk drawer.
Right.
To me, there's no like. Look, you know what you're looking for is in there. That one that one D battery that you don't know if you're going to need it, a pair of pliers, some other crap. Wait, it's in there.
It's a junk drawer. It's not a cattywampus disorganized drawer. Yeah, exactly. Alphabetize that crap.
I think we even call it a junk drawer to give us an excuse to not organize it.
This is something that honestly, I think we did it as kids, rearranging the furniture. You ever had it? You were bored at home on like a summer day, like your friends were off on vacation or something like that. Yeah. Either way, you're at home all by yourself. You're like, I'm going to rearrange my room.
My room, yes. Touch my parents' furniture, then chop my hands off. My room for sure.
Yeah, you're right. You can get away with doing it in your room, but like even right now, like I have the living room set up to me the only real way I could set it up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't keep moving it around. Like, oh, you know what? I'm going to block off the slider. I don't ever need fresh air.
Damn right. I've looked at my living room like, we could reorient this thing.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Host your own movie marathon.
All right.
Yeah, don't they call that binging?
Yes, they do.
Do I invite somebody or is it just me?
Well, if you're hosting, that means that you gotta invite somebody over, I would guess. But you know what? You could also host your own movie marathon. Just there with yourself.
All right.
It's not binge watching at all.
Popcorn?
Yeah, popcorn's very important to a movie to me.
It is. You got to turn the AC way down, too.
Oh, yeah. Make it as cold as possible.
It's be really cold in there.
Just blare it.
And the really thing, to give yourself the true theater experience, I watched 45 minutes of commercials for other movies.
Yeah.
And just straight up commercials now.
Yeah. God, you're right.
I don't know why that drove me up a wall last week. Like a preview I get. Just giving me ads?
You know, if you really want to do a
Mentos,
pop-up.
The Fresh Maker.
They should do pop-ups like in the middle of the movie. And everyone has to X out of it. Geico. Save 50 G's, man.
Right.
Like every web page I click on, and I realize I say cuss words every time. Like, we're doing research for the show, which is pretty much the only time I'm on a computer.
Yeah. Right?
Every freaking page you go to, there's a pop-up ad. Right. Then you have the aggregate sites. Yeah. When you click on the aggregate site, there's a pop-up ad.
Yeah.
And then I click on whatever they're aggregating to. Pop-up ad. When I go back to the site, I was just... another pop-up ad. I'm like, guys, come on.
It's amazing at how many pop-up ads. And, you know, there's the ones that'll block out the story and that'll bring up that pop-up ad. It's usually like, hey, subscribe to our thing. Like,
I get it for yourself.
But yeah. I'm amazed at the number of pages that had, it's not a subscription or anything like that. It is multiple pop-ups that are coming from everywhere, and they completely cover everything. Like, I can't go to your site anymore because I can't navigate the thing.
Here's what irritates me is that, you know, whatever you do on whatever computer you use, all of that stuff's monitored. It's known. They try to target you with ads that, guys, in the history of me using a computer, you have to know I have no interest in anything ever.
Right.
That's just, like, my algorithm should be like, don't even bother.
Don't even bother. But I'll leave you with this last way to kill boredom, and I guarantee you we're all going to get behind it. But it does require somebody else, so you're just going to have sex.
Well, sure.
Yeah. If you can.
But I'm not bored.
Yeah, that's not like, man, I'm bored. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it. The problem is that takes care of like 5 minutes of my boredom.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like it takes the whole day.
And now I'm bored again.
Well, boredom when you're not lonely.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself is different.
Sure.
Generally, if I'm sitting there with a girl, like she'll say, let's do this or let's, you know what I mean? Like there's something. But I mean, look, it could be a Sunday afternoon. I could be bored out of my mind, but I'm like, I don't want to go to the bars. I don't really feel like drinking right now.
I was getting ready to say that's my go-to. Yep.
Well, you could, but I'm saying there's sometimes.
It's not what you're feeling.
Or you got to interview somebody. So you got to be to work wicked early the next day. It's like, well, I'm not going to go to the bar. But like if she's there, we might go. But like, I don't know. It's hard. To me, it's hard to get bored with two people.
Mm-hmm. The L.A. Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in finding something that they lost, and it's a little embarrassing, Miles.
What is that?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, the Thrill Hill, to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, today we toast an anonymous man from somewhere in New York City. Now, look, there are not a lot of details, but we do know that he launched a complaint with the Occupational Safety Board. At issue was a sign that read, quote, danger, do not touch. And generally speaking, that would not be a big deal until you realize that he got upset because he's blind. He had to read the sign in Braille.
Oh, Jesus.
Just, that's it. That's the story. danger, do not touch, as you're dragging your fingers across the braille telling you what you're doing right now is really bad.
Damn it.
So I don't know what it was. Right. Just listen.
What is he supposed to do?
Well, that was his whole point. Like, hey, thanks for the warning, man, but the only way to know that I shouldn't have touched the thing was to read it. I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully.
I mean, someone put that on there as a joke.
I really hope so.
I mean, they'd be like reading a sign that's like, if you're standing here, you're about to die. Like, right. Why? You should have put that 10 feet back.
Stop walking right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
You shouldn't be, right? Like, okay. Like a warning sign, if it's not out front, it's not a warning.
That's cool.
That's a sign that I've run into it.
It's like putting the sign on the bison at Yellowstone in real small print that says, do not approach me.
Yeah.
By the time you get up there and read it, it's like, this is too late. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant alive for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.